You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, hey, everybody. I am so excited to be doing episode 61 of Generation 6. I have a question for all of you. Do you dwell in your own drama? Are you not sure that you do that? Maybe you're not. But for those of you who are self-aware, I certainly had my own drama queen phase. So trust me when I tell you that it is the killer. It is the enemy of your own growth and progress. Someone who dwells on their own problems and their own drama is someone who refuses to think critically and address problems that may have simple and easy solutions. So on this episode, we are going to talk about how to become more self-aware if you are a drama queen or if you're someone who dwells on their own problems, and the three steps to become a more solution-oriented entrepreneur or person in general. Because to tell you honestly, becoming a problem solver or becoming someone who's solution-oriented helps your life in several aspects. It helps you in your relationships. It helps you with your health. It helps you with your business. It helps you with your career. It helps you with everything. So I want to talk about this today. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. I want to say hi to all of my viewers on Insta and on Facebook. Hello, hello, Zane, Rose, Sil, Max, thank you so much for tuning in. I see people who are already tagging their friends. So thank you. Janie, hello. So listen, do me a favor. If you are already live with me right now, tag your friends in the comment section. If you're on Facebook, share this live broadcast to everyone you know, especially your entrepreneur friends who might need this information. So tag them in the comments. Also, share this broadcast into your wall, to your profiles, into your training groups, if you have those, into your chat groups. I would really, really appreciate it. Let's bump this viewer count up. If you are listening in from the podcast, hello, hello, viewer, or hello, hello, listener. So used to viewer. And if you are tuning in from the podcast, thank you so much. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you are listening in from. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, hit the red subscribe button, give this video a like, and hit the bell so that you don't miss any of my future videos as well. So let us talk about this. Problem dwellers or drama dwellers, are you one of those people? You know what? If you are, no judgment here. The reason why I do these mindset / leadership sessions is because we want to do a course correction, right? And the reason why I am so passionate about these topics is because I've been through those myself. I've been through that phase of making mistakes, making bad choices, and also dwelling on my own problems and my own drama when it really is a simple solution. So I do understand the instinct, the need to seek empathy to make things more complicated than they actually are. But the good news, if you're already in that situation, is that being a more solution-oriented person doesn't necessarily have to be in your DNA to begin with. This is a skill that you can pick up. This is something that you can learn. And this is something that I've taught all of my leaders, my sales leaders in the past as well, so that they can become better leaders for their own sales teams. And so if this is something that you want to learn more about, stick with me until the very end and ask your questions down below. Yay. Want to say hi to Nilly, Margie. Hey, hey, Michelle. Hello, Carla. Thank you for tuning in, Princess. Yay. Okay. So first things first. All right. So I asked you a question a while ago, whether you were, you know, maybe you are unsure, whether you know or not, if this is something that you do, if you are a dweller. So let's go through the signs and the symptoms. Okay. So self-awareness is key to solving a problem. All right. So how do you know you're a dweller? So there are three symptoms that I want to talk about right now. So first is when a problem comes up, you know you're a dweller if you keep thinking of what went wrong and who's to blame. So if the problem happens and you go, okay, so what happened there? And you spend day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, thinking of the same exact thing, replaying the situation over and over in your head, just thinking what went wrong, what did I do wrong, or who's to blame? Who should take responsibility for this? It was you. It was that person. It was John. It was Kristen. It was, she should have done her job, blah, blah, blah. Looking for things or people to blame. Okay. So that's one sign. If you constantly do this, if you spend weeks or days on end thinking of what went wrong, then you might be a problem dweller or a drama dweller. So second sign is your language is negative. You start using negative language. And I'm so familiar with this because I have memorized all of the negative phrases out there. All right. So here are some examples. And I want to think of the things that I used to say in the past, like, what if it doesn't work? Right. Or I know I should do this, but like, I know I should be doing better, but, or stuff like, I don't think it's going to work. Or like, I don't think that's right. What if it doesn't get better after I do this? Or yeah, that's a good idea, but what if it goes wrong? Like, I always, this is what I used to do. I always preempt the outcome. Like, I always kind of envision the worst possible outcome before I even take action. And that, you know what that does? It freezes you. Okay, before my camera drops again, like it did the last time. I'm going to be careful here. But what it does is that it really freezes you and it puts you in a state of inaction and overthinking, because now you are preempting your failure before it even happens. But what if it doesn't happen? That's the thing, you know? So I'm so familiar with this sign, because this symptom, because I lived it. And so if you are, you know, if you're running a business, or if you're just living your life and you're saying these things, first off, you have to be aware that you are saying. So be very sensitive about the things that you say out loud, the things that you say around people, because they might be negative phrases that puts you in a state of inaction. So I've learned over time, I've learned to become a lot more sensitive about the things that I say. So this really, really helps. You might need to catch yourself. You know, this takes a little bit of discipline too. But every time you say something negative, like if anytime you feel like you want to preempt the outcome and envision the worst possible outcome, stop yourself and start thinking of what if it could go right, right? So a little bit more on that later. I'm just talking about the signs and symptoms now. How do you know that you're a dweller? How do you know you're a drama queen, right? Okay, so the third sign is you make things complicated than they actually are. So how do you do this? First, you justify your wrong choices. Well, you know, like, yeah, I had to do that. I had to sleep in because, you know what? It's about my health. And if I don't do that, things are going to happen. It's like, oh, I hate it. Like, okay, you want to justify your bad habits. That's number one. You look for sympathy. That's number two, making things complicated than they actually are. Instead of spending your time solving a problem, you go tell your friends, like, see here, here's the problem. Let's talk about it over some lunch. It's like, yeah, this is the problem. This is the issue. I hate it. I'm so frustrated. You go on this month-long venting session with your friends or with your family, and next month you have the same exact problem, or 6 months from now you have the same exact problem. That's a really, really good sign, or not a good sign. That's a really strong sign that you are a drama dweller. Also, you overthink things. Okay. You overthink what went wrong. So instead of thinking about what next steps you should be doing to actually eliminate this problem. Hey, John, thanks for tuning in. Okay, so now that you know the signs and symptoms, okay, let me go through my comment section right now. Don't be shy. Hi, Natasha. Don't be shy. Guys, if you're watching me right now and you're nodding your head, it's like, yeah, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. Okay, give me that raised hand emoji, or just give me a thumbs up emoji here in the comments, and let me know, are these signs present in the way you live your life? Do you say negative phrases? Do you overthink? Do you look for people to blame? Acknowledge it. You don't need to put it out on the comment section if you don't want to, but like internally, if you're already having this dialogue, just acknowledge it, because acknowledging it and being aware is the first step to overcoming this and becoming more solution oriented. So Margie sent me a thumbs up, like, okay, if you guys are, you know, if you guys are doing this, just acknowledge it. Now, here's how we turn it around, okay? So how do you stop yourself from becoming a drama dweller and convert yourself into a problem solver instead? So someone who is solution oriented. So first, stop digging and take accountability. So trying to see what went wrong and who's to blame doesn't really do anything to solve your problems, right? No, you agree with me. So the tendency when you're in a hole is like to keep digging to kind of get yourself out of the hole. But what you're really doing is just digging deeper. So try this technique whenever you're in a hole, you're in like a situation and you just want to find someone to blame. Okay. And when you do this exercise, it might surprise you that it might actually be within your power and not somebody else's responsibility to solve this problem. So this tactic is the five whys. So I ask myself why over and over and over again until I get to the core of what I did so that I can avoid it, okay? And I stop there. After I ask myself the five whys, I no longer dwell on the problem, okay? So for example, if your problem is you do these online meetings and you're always late. Hi, Red. Thanks for tuning in. So if the problem is I'm always late to the online meetings, okay? Let's just stick to that very, very straightforward problem. You're always late. Okay, so ask first, why? Why are you late? Why am I late? Well, I'm late because I always hit the snooze button and I just want to go on sleeping. Okay, so second why. Why did you hit the snooze button? Why you keep hitting the snooze button? Why do you always want to just do that? Okay, so maybe because I feel so tired in the morning. Third why. Why do you feel so tired in the morning? Well, because I sleep late at night. I sleep at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. That's why. Okay, so why do you sleep at 1 a.m.? Okay, so because I drank coffee and I was scrolling through my Insta and I couldn't stop. Okay, so why do you keep scrolling on your Insta? Why do you drink coffee so late? Well, because I was too sleepy to work in the afternoon and I lack discipline. I lack the discipline. I couldn't put my phone down. Okay, so those are the five whys. You dig deep, deep, deep into the issue so that you can address the core of the problem. And when I see, when you look at that analysis, so the original problem was you're always late to these online meetings, right? And the core of it is because you keep scrolling on your Insta and you lack the discipline to stop that. Well, then you address that problem, right? So what do? You set your alarms, you turn off your notifications, you put your phone down 2 hours before you go to bed, and you stick to that habit. If you are aware and you keep making the same decisions, you keep doing the same things, then you know there's nobody else to blame. It's not because the team started an hour earlier, that's why you're late. It's not because it's a meeting that's too early. No, it's just the perfect time, but you're always still late. Then the problem must be the choices that you make, right? So then if you're aware, you can make better decisions. Okay, so Red says, stop doing that snooze. When I wake up, then I start. See that? Good. Better decision, right? Stop doing the snooze. I start my day as soon as I wake up. That's a better decision. Good on you, Red. Great. Now he doesn't have that problem anymore. And Red says, if I feel sleepy at some point in the afternoon, I take a nap. See that? If you are aware of the bad choices you're making, then you can address them. All right. So that's one tactic to like do that analysis, dig deep, go until five levels of whys. Now, here's how you stop yourself. I say five so that you don't go on for weeks thinking about what went wrong. Okay. Because your problems might be more complex than that. But, you know, stop with the five whys and try to analyze which of those reasons you can address and you can eliminate so that you can stop having that problem, okay? So, second thing that you can do to become more solution-oriented is to ask progress questions as opposed to dwelling on the problems. Okay, so what are progress questions? So, take your problem And then think of the opposite scenario of that problem and then ask questions targeted to that ideal scenario. Okay, so this is very technical. So let me give you an example. For example, the problem is I don't have enough sales. Okay, that's the problem. What is the opposite of that scenario? I have a lot of sales, right? So the question to ask now is, what do I do to get a lot more sales? So the question is now targeted to the ideal scenario that you want. So these are progress solution or progress oriented questions or progress questions. Basically questions you ask if you want to improve yourself, if you want to get better results, progress that allows you to do more so that you can be more. Okay, like what do I do? What do I improve? What else can I contribute? What steps do I take so that I can have more results, get more sales, get more customers, get more affiliates, get more recruits, whatever it is that you're trying to buy for. Now, a while ago, I was talking about signs and symptoms of being a drama queen, right? So one of those is always saying these negative phrases. So instead of saying, what if it doesn't work? Or I know I should do that, but what if it goes wrong? Do a change with the orientation of your questions and do progress questions. Ask progress questions instead. And by the way, if you missed my Facebook or Instagram stories yesterday, I talked about this, very quickly. And I mentioned the right questions to ask. So, the right questions to ask. If you know the right questions to ask, then there you go. You'll be a lot more successful than the person who only knows how to complain, right? So your success sometimes depends on the questions that you ask. So be mindful of the questions that you do ask. So third technique that you can do so that you can become more solution oriented. And actually, I'm talking about steps here. So the first step is to get to the core of the problem. Second step is now to ask the right questions to get yourself to that ideal solution or that ideal scenario. Third is to stay consistent with that pattern. So practice critical thinking. So problem dwellers or drama seekers, you are on freeze mode because you overthink, right? You overthink your problem instead of critically thinking of your solution. So often there isn't only one way to address a problem. So here's what you do. Every time you're in a hole, list down all possible solutions. And, you know, ask any of my friends or ask Monty. I write things down all the time. Like the amount of papers I have right next to me is just, it's ridiculous. The amount of notebooks. And this is the reason why, is because I write things down. I write all the possible solutions, even if they sound a little silly in the beginning. It's like, yeah, that sounds a little crazy, but I reverse engineer a lot in my business. I start with the ideal scenario and then I backtrack, I reverse engineer, and then I write down all of the possible avenues for me to get there, no matter how unviable they sound. And from there, I think of the most creative way, the fastest way I can get there. And this is critical thinking, you guys, because it's important to keep an open mind. This exercise gives you that open mind and boosts creative thinking as well as critical thinking, which can trigger potential solutions. Because as you start writing things down, you're going to see, you know what? This actually gives me an idea. Don't I have that friend who can help me out with this thing? Maybe I can call her up and maybe we can work on this. And so sometimes all you need to do is just list down all of the possible solutions and just check off each one. And like, okay, tried that, it didn't work. I tried this, it didn't work. I tried that, it didn't work. So then, you know, if you've listed down all the possible solutions, right, and maybe you've exhausted all of your solutions before you ask your help, at least you can tell yourself you've tried everything instead of preempting the outcome, right? So, but most likely when you do this exercise, you will find a solution that you've never thought of. You just wrote it down because, you know what? We're writing down all possible solutions, but you will come across a solution that's super creative, that's super simple, that gets you to address that problem fast. And then there you go. You've eliminated your issue. So you have to keep an open mind and think that no idea is a bad idea when you do this exercise. So whatever you do, do not ridicule yourself for coming up with stupid solutions. If you're doing this, there are no stupid solutions, okay? It's just often the crazy ideas are the ones that trigger the most viable solutions, right? And I can tell I've disrupted a lot in my business, and I've done things in like controversial ways that people are like, eh, really? Come on now. But you know what? It does the job. So try this next time you're in a hole. Write down all possible solutions. You might surprise yourself. So those are the three steps to becoming solution oriented. Those are the steps that worked for me. And coming from a true blue drama queen, an ex drama queen, who always hosts these long lunches so I can cry at the table and tell everybody my problems and be like, oh, I just hate it. I'm so frustrated. Why am I in the same place? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that was like, I can't even believe I was in that phase, but this allows me to understand people who are. So don't be too hard on yourself, because like I said, becoming solution oriented is something that you can pick up. It's a skill that you can pick up. It's something that you can practice. And it once you do, it does take some amount of discipline. It takes accountability as well. You have to be responsible for your progress as well. At some point, you have to acknowledge that these things are within your power to change and not somebody else's. Okay. There is a level of you just taking responsibility for your actions and, you know, applying some discipline. But once you get into that habit and you become more solution oriented, nothing will faze you anymore. And that's the best feeling. Oops. Okay. My Instagram paused because my battery is dying. Okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Instagram. So nothing will faze you anymore. And I think that really is the best feeling. Like at this point, I'm sure there are a lot of challenges headed my way still, but I've developed enough critical thinking for me to stay calm when problems arise and really look at all of the ways I can solve this problem. I never get shocked. I never panic. I see a lot of people just freeze and panic all the time. It's like, oh, what do I do? And they cry. And I'm like, no. We can sit down and take a look at this and look, see, there are two or three viable solutions that we can do. Okay, which one of these should we try? I mean, after a while of you practicing these steps, you will get to that level of nothing shocks you anymore. And I promise you that is so, so worth it. Like that is such a good place to be in, because this allows you to work better in a group setting. This allows you to become a better leader. And this allows you to become innovative and disruptive, which you should be at this day and age with all of the opportunity that the internet provides for you. Critical thinking and creative thinking really allows you to be in that space where everything is imaginable, everything is figure outable, everything is doable. And you can't get to that space if you're dwelling on only your problems. Okay, so hello, everybody. Hey, new style mom. Hello. Hello, Janie. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. So I want to say hi to all my viewers on Facebook as well. Ariane, Joan, Kimberly. Hello. Hello. Thank you so much. Dev says, hey, baby just woke up. Go take care of the baby. Hey, hey. Okay, guys. So Zane says, stop the blame game. Take responsibility. Amen. And with that, I thank you guys for joining me on episode 61 of Generation 6. Take one of these steps, okay? You don't have to implement all of these all at the same time, all right? So here's what I want you to do. If you're a dweller and you want to make a change, try one of the three steps, and you know what? Get back to me after a week, okay? Implement and get back to me after a week and tell me what happens to your life. Right? Sometimes the simplest change can make a difference. So try one of these steps out. Hit me up on the Insta, hit me up on Facebook, and tell me about your progress. Complaining is a basic instinct. Humans are drawn to drama because it makes life interesting. But if you've signed up to be an entrepreneur, drama only takes up the room where progress should be. So leave that room for progress. I'll see you again soon, guys. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.